The state of Alabama has been great to a couple of guys, but one in particular here lately is Zell Rowland. And Zell, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Terry.
Well, you and I get to talk once in a while. We talk golf most of the time, but this time we're going to talk fishing. And Guntersville was a great tournament for you. You were able to figure them out each and every day and came out with a victory.
Yeah, that's a real good lake for me to fish. This year it just played right into my hands how the fishing changed every day, and I got to be the fortunate one to be on top.
Well, you know, you and I have known each other a number of years, and I've always called you Zell Rowland, but now I see John Zell Rowland. What's that story?
Well, that's just when I registered with FLW, my first name is John, and my middle name is Uzell, and I've always, even through elementary school, gone by Zell, and they put me as John Zell.
Well, but, I think that's pretty fitting. I kind of like that. You know, it's like Mary Lou or Billy Bob.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, that works out really well. Now, let's talk about the tournament a little bit. You know, of course, Guntersville is very, very good fishery and has a great reputation for a lot of big fish, but the fish really moved on you, and you had to react to those fish.
Yeah, you know, Terry, I found a little area in practice that I had a lot of confidence in because I caught a big string in that area last year, and I actually found a real big concentration of fish that weighed between 3 and 5 pounds. They disappeared on me the first morning of the tournament. I was catching my fish, jerking a shallow rogue and suspending it, cranking a what I call a Texas Red Cordell spot. I was able to catch, around 18, 19 pounds that first day, just moving around the lake, fishing areas that I know that give up a good fish when they bite. And on the first day, about 2 o'clock, I went back into that area where I'd had them in practice, and believe it or not, I bet there was 30 or 40 fish between 3 and 5 pounds that come up balling on shad in about a foot of water. When I got to looking around and couldn't figure where they'd gone, there was a big marina dock there. And I told my partner that afternoon, I mean, I already had about 19 pounds, 18, 19 pounds in live well, and he had him a limit, and I said, look, I said, I bet you that whole school of fish is under one of them docks right there, and I'll come back tomorrow and hunt them. So on day two, on the first day of the tournament, the water rose real high because of the amount of, I mean, some areas up there around Guntersville got about 4 or 5 inches of rain, and the lake overnight rose probably almost a foot. On day two, they started dropping it. Fishing again was pretty tough. I was able to catch most of my fish on the second day, throwing just the Cordell spot, but it was tough to get a bite. But on day three, I ended up catching me a limit pretty early, and I decided that, man, it hit me like a ton of bricks that the water come up, and more than likely, you know, on the first day when I seen that school of fish, it's like I told you a minute ago, they were in a foot of water. So I went up there to a dock and flipped me a jig under a dock, caught one about 6. And I told my partner, I said, I know where they're at now. Me and him just rode around the lake flipping docks, and I ended up with a real good bag over 20 pounds on day three. Still, to this point, I hadn't gone back to the area where I had them wadded in that little pocket. So on day four, I knew I was going to catch them because I knew where they were hiding now. I pulled up to that dock, and I told the cameraman, I said, get ready, I said, because they're under these two boats right here. And he says, what makes you so sure of that? I said, just watch. The first flip I made, I caught one about 5. The second one I made, I caught 4. And then I caught another 4.5 pounder. And he said, this is incredible. I said, well, I said, we're going to go have some fun. I said, we ain't started fishing. We ain't been here 30 minutes. I said, but I got some other areas I want to go look at now that I know how deep they are. And I guess what happened, Terry, was those fish, when that water rose, they ran to the bank. And when they started dropping the lake, those fish didn't move that far off the bank. You know, when you start talking shallow fish in the springtime or getting close to the springtime, these fish are really wanting to get up there and spawn. And I guess, deep water to a fish on Gunnersville is 3 feet. It seemed like every dock that I could go to that had 3 foot of water on the front of it, I was going to catch 2 or 3 4-pounders or 5-pounders off every dock. I ended up having a really terrific day the last day.
Well, you know, you look at this whole situation and what's happened, and, you know, you're getting very, very close to $1 million worth of winnings on the BASS trail. That's got to be something that's neat for you, too.
Yeah, I really wanted to accomplish that feat because there's not that many guys that's ever done that in their career. And, you know, Roland Martin, he was sort of worried the other day because he asked me, he says, "What's your all-time money winnings?" I said, "Well, let me just put it to you like this. I'm real close." You know, they're going to start taking the top for the Elite 50s in 2006. They're going to take the top 10 all-time money winners automatically. So I would like to try to accomplish that before this year's out. I don't know if I can do that, but I sure would like to do that.
Well, and then also a classic appearance and all the things that go with that. And, you know, you're one of those guys also that are fishing both trails this year, FLW and BASS.
Well, it's about ready to kill me. Them young guys are laughing at me every chance they get.
Well, you know, I know one thing we don't want you to do is we want you to stay in professional fishing because we know how bad of a golfer you are.
That is a very true statement. When I play golf with some of them PGA guys, they don't give me a sleeve of balls. They give me a box.
are they X-outs or are they regular good golf balls?
Well, they're regular good golf balls, but they have such a good time laughing at me hitting them in the pond.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and, you know, you've been doing it forever. I mean, the youngest guy to ever fish a BASS event, they changed a rule. I think you were 12 or 13 when you did that. And they changed a rule to make it so you had to be 16. You know, when you think about that, you've got all kinds of accolades that maybe people don't know about.
Oh, that's probably true.
You look at this tournament schedule and what's going on, and then next year in 2006, it's going to be a year-round deal. That's got to be fun for you thinking about that, too.
Well, you know, Terry, it's hard for a guy to really fish both these tours. I mean, it's extremely expensive. For a guy to fish both tours next year, I don't know, out of all honesty, I don't know if I could do it financially. We just don't, you know, fishermen don't make the money that lots of people think we make. You know, I sort of added it up, and I said, man, I told my wife, Kim, I said, it's going to take about $50,000 to $51,000 just in entry fees for 2006. And that's a lot of money. You better be catching some.
Yeah. Well, you know, as usual, we always have the time go by so quickly. But, you know, there's not a better guy out on the circuit. You're all over the country doing seminars at the Bassmaster Universities and on television and now with a big win at Gunnersville. You got to be on a roll and be real happy about the next event at Lake Norman.
Well, I'm really looking to go to Lake Norman. I have done good there in the past. I've had good tournaments and bad tournaments there. And it's a very tough fishery to fish, and fishing's going to be tough. But I think you're going to see some people catch some fish there, and hopefully I'm going to be one of them that turns out on top. If I can do that, it'll get me a little bit closer to the classic berth.
Well, Zell, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Good luck in the future.
Okay, Terry. Take care, buddy.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.